This is Space Commander Travis, broadcasting on encrypted frequency. I'm on board the Liberator and have taken Blake and his crew prisoner. The ship's systems are under my total control.
Acknowledged, Space Commander. We have you on our detector scope. Corridor cleared for your approach vector.
I'm holding you personally responsible for our safe passage. And with any pursuit ships getting trigger happy. Understood. Liberator out.
Seal otherwise. You've been lucky.
Just hurry it up.
Why? So you can try to escape? Even if you weren't suffering from a stomach wound, it would be a futile gesture.
I've got to do something, Callie. Got to stop Travis. Oh.
There. Have you forgotten about the armed mutoid outside the door and the other mutoids patrolling the ship?
Of course not. Hey, you out there! Where are we being taken?
I don't think mutoids are very communicative.
Probably why Travis likes them so much. How could I have been so stupid?
You must not blame yourself.
That isn't much of a comfort.
It was not meant to be.
I got sloppy, distracted. Travis knew exactly how to get to us. He struck at our weakest point.
You mean Villa?
Yes, Villa. Speak of the devil.
Travis wants you back up on the flight deck.
And you're running his errands like a good little boy.
Just doing what I'm told. Best you do the same. Wouldn't want to give me an excuse to use this, would you, Blake? Remember, I'm the clumsy one. One little slip of my finger could...
What has happened to you, Villa?
You tell me. You're the telepath. Now move.
What's Travis promised you, though?
Maybe he hasn't promised me anything. Maybe I've taken a leaf out of Avon's book and played the numbers for a change, instead of trusting blind luck.
I don't believe you would betray us.
Believe what you like. I don't really care anymore. Keep moving, Blake.
Not until you tell us where Travis is taking the ship.
I said, keep moving.
I don't think so.
Blake! Blake, are you...
No. But it was close.
Next time, I'll be shooting to kill.
Well...
His thoughts are cloudy, conflicted. It's difficult to make out clear intentions. But one thing is certain. He would have killed you.
So now we know.
Travis has Avon and Jenna on the flight deck. If we don't get back there, he'll kill them both. You let Gan die, left me for dead. Do you want them to be next?
You traitors!
No! Blake, this will not help us. We can only fight if we live. If we all live.
Better to listen to her, Blake. This one's always talk sense. You, mutoid, restrain him.
Don't turn your back on me, Villa. I will kill you with my bare hands at the first opportunity.
This isn't over.
No more tricks. Let's go. I think you know the way.
Information. Liberator is now 70,000 spatials from requested coordinates.
Any ships on the detectors?
Negative.
Good. Reduce our speed to time distal 3.
Velocity units are not valid.
What?
Liberator velocity is based on a standard speed calculation. Have you forgotten to read your intelligence reports?
I knew that. Computer, reduce speed to standard by 2.
Standard by 2. Confirmed.
I would advise that you don't antagonize our friend. Previous behavioral patterns suggest an all too predictable response. In short, push him too far, he'll blow your head off.
Consistent as ever, Avon.
Somebody has to be around here. I don't suppose it would do any good to ask where we're being taken.
You'll find out soon enough. All you need to know is this is the end of the line for all of you.
You seem very certain of that, Travis.
Blake! Welcome to the flight deck. My flight deck.
We'll see about that.
I can take the Liberator wherever I want, thanks to Zen.
Zen won't obey. Villa.
Where do you want them?
Down here with the others. Wait! Not Blake. I want to see his face every step of the way. You and you, tie him to the seat.
Sit.
I want to stand.
I said sit.
Villa, nice of you to join us.
You can't undermine me anymore, Avon. I won't let you.
I'm sure I'll get over the disappointment.
You're just a weak man hiding behind a gun. Come too close to me and I'll...
I've had all that from Callie. It's boring. Jenna, I've wanted to say this to you for a long time. Shut up!
It's no use, Jenna. He's completely closed off.
How does it feel, Blake? To be a prisoner on your own ship, chained like an animal, the symbol of your pathetic rebellion under my control. It's over. Your crusade is finished.
I imagine Servalan will welcome you back to the fold with open arms for this.
Servalan? She's weak. A puppet.
I wouldn't let her hear you say that.
Look around you. She isn't here. I am.
And we're supposed to believe that you've done all this by yourself? Who have you thrown yourself in with this time?
Someone who appreciates my talents.
I hope you'll be very happy together.
Information. Liberator is now at 30,000 specials from requested coordinates. An approach vector has been calculated.
You see, Blake, total control.
Thanks to our mutual friend, I suppose.
I don't think Villa is any friend of yours.
My thoughts precisely.
Computer? Zen? Open encrypted comms channel.
Channel is now open.
Control, this is the Liberator on final approach vector.
Liberator, this is Control. Final approach vector is confirmed. Power down propulsion systems. Docking beams have been deployed.
Zen, reduce speed to maneuvering thrusters only.
Maneuvering thrusters confirmed.
Activate the view screen. I want you all to see this. Villa, stand with me. See what you're responsible for.
If you say so.
That planet, I recognize...
Saturn.
We're in your solar system.
So it seems.
Can you see it, Blake? There, high above Titan.
What am I looking for?
It's getting closer and closer. Your final end.
That looks like a space station.
I don't remember there being any Federation facilities in orbit of Titan, or anywhere near Saturn.
There aren't, or at least there weren't.
This is something very, very special. I hope you'll be impressed, Blake. The Federation Engineering Corps went to a lot of trouble to finish it on time.
Three pursuit ships have taken up a strategic formation in close proximity to Liberator.
I arranged an escort. I'm not taking any chances.
That isn't like you, Travis.
Villa, shut him up.
Bye.
Do it!
Villa!
You want to be next?
I'd like to see him try.
So would I.
That can be arranged.
Liberator, we have a green board for your final approach. Docking clamps to open.
Bring us in. I want to see your faces. Watch as the realization dawns.
Realization of what?
He thinks it's all over. There has to be a way out.
There is always a way out.
There is no way out.
Logic dictates that sooner or later, luck is going to run out. Look at the station. Our luck just ran out.
Primary squad, report to Sector 3. Science Corps, prepare for secondary phase.
There's nothing that pleases me more than a line of well-drilled troopers. You see how the subordinate responds to the dominant, Blake?
Very impressive.
Captain, you will take your men aboard the Liberator and search every inch ahead of the R&D crews. All security countermeasures have been disabled.
Sir.
Get to it.
Sir.
You are now prisoners of the Federation. There is no escape from this facility. Any attempt to do so will be met with extreme force.
Well, why don't you just kill us now? You're going to execute us anyway?
There's much more fun to be had before that.
Oh, good. I was worried the fun part was over.
Careful, Ivan.
We are prisoners on a high-security space dock facility surrounded by mutoids and troopers. The time for care seems long gone.
Whatever you've got planned, Travis, just get it over with. Sir?
Ah, I wondered where this little box of tricks was hiding. Did you think you could keep Aurak from me?
We weren't going to make it easy for you.
Another spoil of war. I now have your ship, your crew, and now Aurak. There's nothing you have that I cannot take away. Where's the activation key? Villa?
Yes? You want me?
Where is the key for Aurak?
Don't tell him, Villa.
I think I can, actually. Avon usually has it.
Avon. Of course.
I'm afraid I'm going to disappoint. I have no idea where it is.
You're lying. Villa, search him.
What?
You heard. Search him.
What's the matter, Villa? Scared to come too close?
I've never been scared of you. He doesn't have it.
Where is it?
I really can't help you.
Oh, but you will, Avon. Guards! Have Blake, Stannis, and Callie taken to the holding cells. Search them and report back. I want to know immediately if you find Aurak's activation key.
What about me?
Oh, you and me, Villa, are going to have a little talk with Avon.
Oh, good.
Well, now, shall we?
Stay sharp, Avon.
You too.
Divide and conquer?
Seems to be working for him so far.
Magna lock him to the wall.
With pleasure.
Make sure it's fully secured. You wouldn't want me to break free and throttle you to death, would you? I'm not laughing.
Neither am I.
I've got an appointment to keep, which is lucky for you.
And why is that?
It'll give you a chance to think long and hard about where that activation key is.
I've already thought. I don't have it.
I'll be back, and when I am, you're gonna tell me.
Shouldn't you be running along like a good dog?
Keep talking. It'll give me an excuse.
I don't think your new friend would be very understanding if he came back and found me dead.
Why's that?
Look around you, Villa. What do you think this room is for? Interrogation. All these instruments, nerve filaments, cerebral manipulators, DNA eradicators, syringes full of drugs developed by the finest Federation sadists. All designed to loosen tongues and reveal the innermost secrets of the soul.
So?
It doesn't take a genius to work out what Travis has planned. Nothing to say. Villa, I'm talking to you.
It's no good. The door is deadlocked.
Where's Villa when you... Oh, I keep forgetting too. It just doesn't seem real.
Betrayal is never easy.
Villa? I always thought it would be Avon.
Well, Villa buries his true feelings very deep. Perhaps none of us truly knew him as we thought.
Knew him? When I get my hands on him, I'm going to kill him.
What good would that do?
What?
Would it make you feel better? Villa's blood on your hands?
Oh, don't tempt me.
Jenna feels betrayed. We all do.
And this is your response?
What should we be doing? Wallowing in self-pity like you? Some of us want to get out of here.
Open your eyes, both of you. Everything we fought for over the last few years finished in a second. Gone, just like that.
It isn't gone yet. If we...
What? Fight? Is that what you're going to say?
It's what we do.
Is it?
Yes. You taught us that, Blake. We never stop fighting, no matter what.
And look what good it did me. I was so busy fighting that I didn't see the chink in our armor.
No one could.
Really? Should we really be that surprised? You know how we treat Villa.
I know Avon is sometimes...
No, not just Avon. All of us. I should have seen this coming.
But you didn't. And now we're here. And you know what? Maybe it is your fault.
Jenna!
Maybe if you had been more interested in getting Villa out rather than running off on your own, this wouldn't have happened.
But I suppose you think you could have done better.
We'll never know, will we? Thanks to you. If you had just listened to us for once, then we wouldn't even be here. But no, everything had to be on your terms. And to hell with the rest of us.
You would have been dead long ago without me.
Like Gan?
Take that back.
Or what, exactly?
Don't push it, Jenna. Not now.
Look, stop it, both of you.
I'm sorry, Callie. I'm just so frustrated.
I know, but listen.
I've heard enough.
No, I mean, really, listen. What is that?
Engines. A ship's docking.
Villa, just in time.
Am I? What's going on? That's quite a welcoming party.
You're about to meet the most important person you'll ever encounter, apart from me.
Right. That's good, isn't it?
Better than you could imagine. Mr. President, welcome to the cage.
The President?
Very impressive it is too, Commander. My vision made reality. I believe congratulations are in order.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Liberator is under our control. The Aurak computer soon will be. Blake and his crew are under secure guard, as you ordered.
All except this one. You must be Villa Restel.
Guilty as charged.
Troopers.
Hey, hang on a minute.
You're a traitor. Tell me why I shouldn't have you shot where you stand. Come on, let's have it.
I'd make a terrible mess of the floor.
Very good, very good. I like him, Travis. You, stand up. Gentlemen, walk with me. Villa, I'm told you played a key part in bringing Blake and the Liberator to me. Tell me, why the change of heart?
I've finally seen Blake for what he is. A dangerous terrorist who needs to be stopped. The Commander showed me the error of my ways.
Villa has been very obliging.
Good, good. Now, to business. Is everything in place?
As ordered, sir.
Excellent.
Villa, you know what to do. See to our guests.
Will do.
Can we trust him?
Of course. He snapped like a twig beneath my boot. If I wanted him to, he'd shoot Blake between the eyes.
You've done well, Travis. I can see Supreme Commander Servalan underestimated you.
I live to serve. I only ask one thing.
Name it.
When the time comes, when you've finished making an example of him, I want to be the one to execute Blake.
You are trying to disorientate me, assaulting my senses, attempting to confuse my reasoning and render me open to suggestion. However, the rational part of my brain knows this is just sound. It can only cause me discomfort, and as such, is ineffective as a means of torture. You'll have to do better than this, Travis, do you hear me? You are trying to disorientate me, assaulting my senses, attempting to confuse my reasoning and render me open to suggestion.
We've got company.
Jenna.
You might be ready to call it a day, Blake, but not me. Callie?
I'm with you.
Step back from the door, Jenna. You too, Callie.
Villa.
Better do as he says.
Come to gloat.
Secure Blake to the wall. I don't want him trying anything. Nothing to say, Blake.
To you? No.
What's wrong? Fight gone out of you? The Great Crusader. Pathetic.
Villa.
Don't bother with the sympathy routine. I'm over that. Bring these two.
Oh, get off me!
Watch them. They're dangerous.
Wait, where are you taking them?
Don't go anywhere, Blake.
Villa, where are you taking them? Villa! Villa!
Gowns? You expect us to wear these?
That's the general idea. Put them on.
If we refuse?
The troopers have orders to use force. I'm not a savage. I'd rather they didn't have to.
Are you staying to watch?
You can make this easy on yourselves. Just do it. Don't even think about trying to escape. The room is monitored.
Well, I think we should do as he says.
Oh, you're joking. I'm not wearing these.
Now, Jenna, listen to me. We need to choose our battles. There's no point in getting killed over a dress.
I suppose if we play along, we might get to the bottom of what's really happening.
Exactly. Someone seems to have gone to a lot of trouble. They're even our sizes.
Ugh, this is twisted. Even for Travis.
Are we sure it's him? Perhaps Villa is playing a sick game.
I wouldn't put it past him. All I know is that if he tries to touch me in one of these, I'll break his arms.
Don't worry, I'll hold him down for you.
Where is the key?
There you are. I was beginning to feel neglected.
Where is the key?
I don't have it.
Where is the key?
I cannot give you what I do not possess.
It's somewhere on the Liberator, isn't it?
Why don't you go and look?
Where is the key?
I don't know.
Continue.
Release him.
If you've harmed the General Captain...
They're safer here than they ever were on the Liberator.
You expect me to believe that?
You can believe what you like, Blake. You always do.
What now?
If you want to see Jenna and Callie again, don't try anything. Bring him.
It's all right. I wouldn't get very far, would I? If it means anything, I'm sorry.
It doesn't.
Fine. I can't change what's happened, but I genuinely am.
I'm very happy for you.
I'm sure Travis will give you everything you wanted.
Perhaps he already has. He treats me with respect.
You've always had my respect.
Really? Is that why you left me behind? Forgot about me? You treat me like a fool, all of you. Villa the coward. Villa the idiot. How far would you have got without me? You'd have been chained up years ago with no one to crack the lock.
Yes, Villa, I would.
Those days are over. In here.
Blake!
You're safe.
For the time being. What are you wearing?
Villa has had us dressing up.
As if we were ornaments.
Don't worry. I can still break his neck no matter what I'm wearing.
Your host likes his guests to dress for dinner. Please take a seat.
Our host, Travis?
Not exactly.
I didn't think wood panelling was his style. This whole room.
Some kind of affectation. Like the dining room of a stately home back on old Earth.
Transplanted into a space station. Is Avon not joining us?
He's busy. You might like the view out of the observation window.
The Liberator?
What are they doing to her?
Those are drones.
Crawling over every inch. All right, Feller, I've had enough of this. Why are we here?
You're about to find out.
Apologies for keeping you waiting. I had some pressing matters to attend to. Do please forgive me.
Blake.
Rog Blake. It's a pleasure to meet you after all this time.
I wish I could say the same.
I feel as if we've known each other for years. Now, why don't we get the formalities out of the way and we can enjoy our meal?
The formalities?
I know, it's tiresome, Callie, but customary all the same.
What do you expect us to do?
Kneel. Kneel before your president.
Make sure those restraints are fully secured. I don't want him thrashing about on the gurney. Now get out!
I assume you haven't secured me to this thing so I can have a nap.
I thought it was time for a more personal touch.
You don't strike me as the personal type. Why are you even wasting time down here with me? With Blake on board, I thought you'd be more interested in gloating over your obsession.
Blake is occupied.
Ah, so he's still alive.
I didn't say that.
You didn't have to.
Enough! I ask you again. Where is the key?
I destroyed it.
Liar! You're too logical for that. Without that key, you can't access Aurak.
I could always construct a new key.
That would be difficult. Without your fingers...
I was wondering when the threats would begin. If you know me half as well as you claim, you'll be aware the threat of violence will have little effect.
Your idea of violence and mine are very different. Look around you. When the President first proposed the concept for this station, I had this room specially commissioned. A room for pain and the revealing of secrets.
Well, we all need a hobby.
Can I offer you an aperitif before dinner is served? Villa, would you mind?
Me?
Yes, Villa, if you would be so kind.
Oh, of course.
This Brindian sherry is excellent.
You are the man that stands at the head of everything I've fought to bring down. We've attacked your federation, struck at the heart of your dictatorship. You've hunted us across the galaxy, dragged my ship here, and imprisoned my crew. And you want to share a drink?
Oh, we may be enemies, Blake, but does that prevent us from being civilized? Oh, may I say how charming your companions look in the clothes I had made for them?
You may not.
Take one step closer to me and you'll find out how charming I can be.
I see why you surround yourself with such anger, Blake. It must be a useful tool in your war.
You know nothing about me.
As I said, a useful tool. Will none of you raise a glass with me?
I will.
Excellent. What shall we drink to? Ah, yes, to freedom.
This is what I think of your freedom.
Very rebellious.
Get to the point. What are we doing here?
Forgive me. I sometimes let social pleasures get in the way of business. I so rarely have guests. Please, sit.
We'll stand, thank you.
As you wish. I wanted the opportunity to speak face to face, to have a frank exchange of views, to break bread.
You are joking.
I never joke.
He does. Will your new lapdog be joining us?
I'm no one's lapdog.
Of course you're not. But unfortunately, Villa has other duties to perform.
I do?
Oh, don't look so glum. You'll enjoy them. Travis is waiting for you.
Where is the key?
I don't have the key.
The key, Avon.
I cannot alter the facts. I do not have the key.
Your resistance is impressive. I'll give you that.
On the one hand, you inflict pain, engineering a desire to be released from that pain, to give up what is required, then compliments. You create a sense of trust between yourself and the subject. They want to help you.
And do you want to help me?
I'm afraid not. Is this the best you have to offer?
This is far from the best. I'm only just beginning. Ah! Villa, just in time.
He hasn't given up the key yet?
Nope.
Good. I want to see him suffer.
So, you've come to gloat.
I'm never going to get a chance like this again, to see you hurt.
You always were predictable, Villa.
I don't have to take that from you anymore. I don't have to take it from any of you. I'm the one with the power now.
Listen to him, Avon. Power belongs with the strong. I've made him strong.
Like Servalan made you.
What?
You've become just like her. A bully with a slave alongside.
I'm nobody's slave.
Keep telling yourself that.
Let's try again, shall we, Avon?
Oh,
where is the key?
I do not have the key.
I will break you. I have no doubt about that, Avon. And what's more, I will enjoy it.
Are you sure you won't join me? I had these oysters shuttled in from my private estate on Earth.
I hope they choke you.
This is an opportunity to get your point of view across.
Spoken like a true politician.
All I want to know, Blake, is why.
Why what?
Well, it's a simple question. Why are you fighting?
To end the tyranny of the Federation and bring about freedom for its world.
Fine words. But what do they mean? Freedom? Tyranny?
Our actions show what we're fighting for.
Your actions show you are murderers. Tell me, Jenna. Do you remember the last Federation trooper you gunned down?
Everyone.
Really? I find that hard to believe. Easy to shoot when it's just a blank faceplate. Have you ever thought of those you have butchered? Their lives? Families?
They've made their choice.
I admire your conviction.
Did you really bring us here to talk semantics?
What happens if you win?
The galaxy would be free of oppression. Free worlds, able to determine their own destiny.
Yes, yes. But tell me, after you've toppled the Federation, who would take control? You, Blake?
There would need to be a period of transition.
Populations have exploded, despite our best efforts. All those mouths to feed, diseases to treat. It needs control, order. The Federation brings that order.
You will not sway us from the path we have chosen.
You'd be poor freedom fighters if I could. I just wish everything didn't have to be so painful. I mean, you rebels, you're so angst-ridden.
We live in the real world.
Nothing about your existence is real. This is reality.
Fine wine and clothes. This ridiculous dining room.
Do you like it? Genuine mahogany. I mean this station.
You must have been planning it for years.
So, you are impressed.
I knew we had you scared. I just didn't know how much.
While Servalan and Travis were hunting you across the galaxy, when your name began to be said in hushed tones by the common man, I started planning for this day.
How very prescient of you.
I call it the cage. I realized it was going to take more than pursuit ships to bring you to heel. This is a cage for you, Blake. For your crew and your ship. The ship that now belongs to me.
Oh, the Liberator will never be yours.
Look at the evidence before your eyes.
Why don't you just have us executed?
A good question. Very good. All in good time.
Only a coward would delay in killing us.
A coward would pull the trigger without thinking. Look at the Liberator, Blake. She is a symbol, like all of you. If I am to truly bury your crusade, the people need to see those symbols crushed. That is why you're alive, Jenna. You're going to watch as the greatest symbol of your rebellion is ground to pieces before your eyes.
You think you can destroy the Liberator?
This is much more than a prison. It's an operating theater. My scientists will probe, cut, and dissect the Liberator for every secret it has to give up.
Zen would destroy the Liberator first.
Zen will do whatever I say. When my scientists have finished, when they have learned all your ship's secrets, the Liberator's gutted carcass will be paraded over the skies of every Federation world. And so, it begins.
You can't do this.
You can't stop me. This is the President.
Blake!
You may begin.
We must do something.
Cut her open.
No!
What are you doing to it?
A sonic probe designed to fire the pain centers of the brain. Can you feel, Avon? Can you feel it shredding your nervous system? Can you feel the pain?
Pain is an emotional response. It is meaningless.
How far can you go with it?
As far as we need to. Until Avon tells me where the key is. Where is it, Avon? Where is the key?
I don't know.
You will tell me, sooner or later.
Go to hell.
I already have been. Villa, would you like to try? I think you do. I think you're ready to take the final step.
What do I have to do?
It's simple. The best methods of torture are... Take the probe. Take it. That's it.
Now what?
Just press the button and place it against his skull. The probe will do the rest.
What are you waiting for? Are you expecting me to beg? Just get on with it. If you have the guts.
Even at the end, he treats you like an idiot. Like a coward. Think of all the times you've been taken for a fool. All the indignities suffered at their hands. It's time to show them all you're not a coward.
Like this?
Good, Villa, good. That's it. Closer. Closer.
I don't think so.
What? No.
Let's see how you like it. Sorry, must have slipped. Cybernetics always going on the blink. Didn't think there'd be so much smoke.
You took your time.
Why? Well, you could say thank you.
I could, but I'm still wondering if I can trust you.
Did you ever doubt me?
From the first day I met you.
I had to make it look convincing, didn't I? Can you stand?
I'll let you know when I can feel my legs. Travis?
Out cold. Come on, time to go.
The others may need more convincing of your change of heart.
Giving in to Travis was the only way I could think of to get back to the Liberator. Once there, I knew you and the others could figure a way out of things.
How's that plan working so far?
Things move faster than I expected. I needed the right moment to show my hand.
You could have shown it before I was tortured.
How was I supposed to know the President was going to turn up?
The President?
He's going to have the Liberator ripped apart. We need to get to Aurak fast.
As I kept telling your friend here, I don't know where the key is.
You mean this?
Once a thief.
Always a thief.
It pains me to gut something so precious.
Stop this!
One step further and you'll get a bullet through your head.
I thought you wanted us alive.
Most of you. I should thank you, Blake.
Thank me?
Your rebellion is at an end. And because of it, because of all this, the Federation will appear stronger than ever before.
As long as there's breath in my body, it'll never be over.
Says the man who will soon be paraded in chains through all the cities of Earth. The man who will see his rebel friends killed before him, one by one, helpless.
Kelly, the guards!
At last, this is the Blake I expected! The common murderer!
That's it, rebel scum! Keep moving!
There is such a thing as overdoing it.
Do you mind? I'm creating a character here.
First time for everything.
I could take you back to the interrogation room. This is it, the lab where they're keeping Aurak.
Anybody inside?
Hold on. Ah, just a couple of R&D boys. Hello, chaps. How's it going?
You can kill me, but the Federation will endure.
I'll take that chance.
Blake!
Good man. Give me your rifle. Stop, or I put a bullet in Blake's head.
Jenna, do as he says.
No!
We must.
Kneel, or he dies.
All right. All right.
There. That wasn't difficult, was it? This is the President. Report. Never mind. You had better have a good explanation for this, Travis.
That didn't take long.
Someone must have released Travis from the Magna Locks. Oh, no. Of course, he's got an override code. 87 something. I told you we should have killed him.
No, you didn't. You said he'd suffer more for letting us escape.
Did I?
Just give me the key. Aurak, I need to interface with the primary computer systems of this facility.
Very well. If you insist.
Yes, he does. And be quick about it.
It is already done.
Access the security protocols.
And?
Instigate a full security lockdown, section by section.
A waste of my talents.
Just do it.
Villa and Avon, they're loose on the station.
What?
Villa?
They overpowered me. My arm...
You said you turned him, that we could trust him.
I got it wrong.
Nothing changes, Travis.
You're still a prisoner, Blake.
Shut up.
I'll flush him out, sir.
You had your chance, Commander. Servalan was right. You're a failure.
I brought you Blake, the Liberator. You promised me a full pardon.
And you believed me.
What?
You've been double-crossed.
There is no pardon. There never was. Guards, hold him.
What? You can't do this.
I am the President of the Terran Federation. I can do what I want. Now kneel.
No.
I'd do as he says.
We need to get out of here. We wait for our moment.
I haven't forgotten you, Blake.
Kneel! You once escaped execution. It's time to correct that aberration.
Please, I won't fail you again.
I'm glad I'm here to see this.
That should shake things up.
What did you do?
I took a little inspiration from Travis. I only hope Blake took the hint.
I have taken the liberty of halting all work being carried out on the Liberator.
Have all crews recalled to the station and a clear path to the ship.
The old gang, back together.
We're not out of the woods yet. Make yourself useful. Go and find the others. They may need help. It's time we were leaving.
What? Out there?
That's the general idea. What's wrong? I thought you'd got a taste for playing the hero.
Only when it's not going to get me killed.
Actually, Aurak.
Yes?
Let's take advantage of being on the inside of the Federation's cascade defenses for a change.
Really? Now?
There will never be a better time. Access the main network. I want you to download any reference you find to Star One.
Della! Help, Blake!
Watch yourself!
You will not get a second shot!
Blake, get back!
Thank you! The President! Where's the...
Thank heavens for that.
All of you get back. Move, and the President dies.
We outnumber you 3-1.
You are finished.
Not yet. You can shoot. Chances are I'll blow his brains out before I hit the ground. Why take the chance?
Finally, you show some initiative.
Quiet.
Why should I stop you? The death of the President is what I want.
Only the President can initiate the codes to release the Liberator. Without him, you're still trapped. Your jailer will take the key to his grave. And don't worry, I'll make sure you take the fall for his death. All of you.
Blake, help me, and I will give you the world. Literally. We can work together. Build a new federation. Isn't it time you stopped running and came home?
What's it to be, Blake?
Don't listen to him. We'll be dead within a day. If you don't pull the trigger, I will.
No, there is another way.
There is?
We take them both hostage. Use them against the Federation. It will give us the strength we've always been searching for.
It will give you nothing.
Time is running out.
I've thought about this day a lot over the years. The day I came face to face with the President of the Terran Federation with a gun in my hand.
Last chance, Blake. Or you'll be hunted for the rest of your life.
That's hardly a threat.
Borak, what's going on?
It may be of interest to learn that a new command protocol has been initiated on the station.
Don't keep me in suspense, I want details.
Station-wide life support functions are being halted as the first stage in the station's sterilization sequence.
It's what?
Poison gas will be deployed imminently. I suggest that you remove yourself from the vicinity with all haste.
I didn't know you cared. You could try shutting it down.
I will attempt to do so.
But why now? Why gas everyone?
Look, on the screen.
The President. Someone shot him.
Not just anyone. Blake.
Further systems analysis indicates the protocol cannot be countermanded.
It's a dead man's switch.
Is he
wounded?
I don't mean Travis. The President. Jenna?
Dead. You've done it. Assassinated the President of the Federation.
How does it feel, Blake? Now finish the job. It's always been about you and me.
Always you and me.
We must go. This place will be swarming with troopers any second.
We can get back to the Liberator, blast our way out if we have to.
Well, what about Avon?
Avon can take care of... Jenna, the door!
You nearly hit me!
Villa!
You could sound pleased to see me.
Tell me why I shouldn't fire again. You betrayed us.
You want to do this now? We've got to go.
Villa is right. There'll be time for recriminations later.
Definitely.
Where's Avon?
Safe, I think. And he's got Aurak. Come on!
One last thing. I've waited a long time for them.
Sterilization gas!
What?
Did I forget to mention that? Sorry.
I can't see, Travis.
I can't see anything.
There!
Travis! No!
Blake! He's gone.
Come on!
I'm going after Travis.
Let me go, Cully.
No, I will not let you die today.
Cully's right. The President is dead.
But the fight goes on.
If we get out of here, come on!
My systems indicate physical location has not been modified as requested. My continued function is dependent on my removal from this station.
Have you completed download of the requested data?
Of course. I believe you will find the results enlightening.
I'll be the judge of that. Time to go. Find me the safest route back to the Liberator.
Very well.
I can't see a thing.
We need to get out of this. And soon.
But wait. Which way?
Follow me. I started planning my escape route the moment we arrived.
Of course you did.
Troopers! That was close.
Let's keep moving. Villa!
This way, I think. Left or right, and left or right.
I thought you knew the way.
So did I, but that was when the place wasn't full of deadly poison smoke.
Make a choice.
All right, left.
Oh, throw down your weapons.
Where do they come from?
Get back, behind me, move!
Are you coming?
Avon, good to see you.
It's not often you hear that.
Make yourself useful, Villa. Take Aurak.
Let's go. What triggered all this?
You did, the moment the President died. I suppose I should congratulate you.
All of this, so we don't get away alive. But all the staff, his own people...
The man took paranoia to new heights.
Stage two. All shuttlecraft and life yachts to self-destruct.
No escape.
We're not dead yet.
Oh, we made it.
Get the airlock open.
It's locked down.
Villa, I don't have my tools.
If you want to restore our faith in you, open that door.
If he doesn't, it will hardly matter, getting difficult to breathe.
Blake, if we don't get out of this...
Remember, Jenna? As long as there's breath in my body.
Villa.
I'm working as fast as I can, but... That's it! 8-7-9-1-2-0-6-0. I did it! It worked!
What worked?
Travis's override code.
I never doubted you.
Everybody inside! Everybody take your stations.
Zen, full systems report.
Liberator is functioning at 75% efficiency and rising. Self-repair systems are functioning at optimum efficiency. Propulsion systems are available to a speed of standard by 8.
The docking clamps are still in place.
Zen, do we have enough power for the neutron blasters and seeker missiles?
Confirmed.
I'm targeting the weakest points of the station structure.
Villa, raise the force wall. Jenna, stand by.
Standing by.
Fire! Bring up the view screen.
The main reactor is on the verge of going critical.
As in, it's going to blow up?
Precisely. This would appear to be the final phase of the self-destruct protocol.
We're still not completely free of restraints.
Detonation in 10 seconds.
We haven't time to wait. Go now, Jenna. Rip us free.
It might tear us apart.
5 seconds.
Force wall holding. Everyone hold on.
President's cage destroyed.
They can try, but the Federation will never construct a cage strong enough to hold the Liberator or us.
I hope you're right.
I think I need a drink.
Course heading?
Away from here. Standard by 8. Let's put some distance between us and the solar system.
Standard by 8.
Information. Liberator is 10 million spatials from Titan.
Good. Any sign of Federation pursuit?
Negative.
Keep this course heading.
So, remind me why I shouldn't be pushing you out of an airlock.
Because I saved you all from certain death at the hands of Travis and the President.
By bringing him on board the Liberator?
Well, I had to improvise.
How can we ever trust you again?
Callie, do you remember when Tarvin and his Amagon cronies hijacked the ship?
What's that got to do with this?
Jenna threw her lot in with them pretty quickly.
So she could free the rest of the crew?
So, it's okay for Jenna to play double agent, but when I do it...
As an argument, Jenna, that's hard to fault.
Thank you.
Which is why I don't trust either of you.
Aurak, I want you to monitor all Federation frequencies. Collate all communications relating to the death of the President.
A waste of my abilities, but very well.
What are you looking for?
Looking? Jenna, we did it. Without the President, there'll be a power vacuum.
Which people will rush to fill.
People like Servalan?
Exactly. The Federation will fall into chaos.
I want to witness its death throes.
There won't be any.
You're wrong, Avon. This is what Blake, what we all have been fighting for.
I've ripped the heart out of the Federation, Avon. The President is dead. This changes everything.
It changes nothing.
Doesn't it? Oh, I was hoping for a holiday.
The rebellion can only become stronger.
I didn't realize you were all so naive.
Have you ever wanted us to win?
Winning or losing has never been a factor in this crusade.
So what has?
Staying alive.
Even your logic can't deny this has been a hammer blow, that it'll hurt the Federation. There'll be a power vacuum which we can use to our advantage, to strike and ensure the Federation never recovers.
Information.
What is it, Zen?
A transmission is being beamed directly to the Liberator. It is encrypted for Rog Blake.
What?
A visual link has been coded into the transmission.
You'd better put it on the view screen.
No. That isn't possible.
Hello, Blake.
How did you survive?
I didn't.
We saw you die.
I'm surprised a native of the planet Auron would doubt the ability to cheat death.
A clone.
Tyrus, that's why you were on horse.
My dear Callie, I haven't left my private residence on the moon in weeks.
Watching from afar.
Hiding under a rock, like the snake you are.
Blake, please. A man in my position must take precautions.
Clone decoys.
Each believing they are the genuine article. There were some teething problems. And with Tyrus gone, sadly, the project is pretty much finished. But
what do you want?
Forgive me, I just wanted to let you know that you haven't won.
We have the Liberator.
And we can announce to everyone that you have clone duplicates.
True, but who would believe such a far-fetched notion? The rantings of terrorists, desperate for the oxygen of publicity. Oh, and by the way, the secrets we were able to take from your Liberator will be invaluable.
I will find you. The real you. One day, when you're least expecting it, I will find you. And kill you.
And there we have it. Thank you, Blake.
For what?
I know who you are now. I've experienced the man, not the symbol of rebellion. I understand you, finally. After today, you are no longer a freedom fighter, a crusader. You're not even a threat.
Then what am I?
You are nothing more than a killer. A glory hunter. You are nothing. Goodbye.
No.
Blake.
Get off me!
We can come back from this, Blake.
You heard what he said, Jenna. We failed. I've failed. I've nothing left.
Well, I do.
What?
If you can drag yourself from your recriminations, you might let me reveal what Orak and I found nestling in the databanks on board the cage.
You're going to start gloating, aren't you?
While you were enjoying small talk with the President, I put Orak to work. Two words. Star One.
The trail for Star One went cold when we couldn't find Dockerly.
Exactly.
You found him?
Not quite. But we now know who he is and his connection to Star One.
Well, don't keep us in the dark.
Orak, tell them.
Records indicate that Dockerly was assigned as a cyber surgeon in the final phase of the Star One initiative. His function was to erase the memories of all technicians who worked on the construction of the facility. He vanished without trace shortly after. This is the last known visual reference of him, taken shortly before his disappearance.
And Servalan is looking for him.
Servalan?
I believe I can extrapolate the likely location of Dockerly from recent intelligence reports couriered through the office of the Supreme Commander. I suggest the Bortas system as a suitable starting point.
What are we waiting for? Let's go.
I'm waiting for Blake. You're very quiet all of a sudden. For what it's worth, I'm prepared to carry on fighting.
As am I. And I.
Yes. Me too.
Question is, Blake, are you?
We lost today. But we've lost battles before. The war isn't over yet. And it's a war we can still win. A war we will win when we find Star One. Zen, set course for the Bortas system. Stand up by 12.